Good morning, people of God. God bless you. Grace and peace from God above be with you from now until forevermore. We are so blessed. We are so excited again to get back to you by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that has allowed us to be again recording another message as we are preparing ourselves for the kingdom of God that is to come. We thank the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for those who have been following us, and we thank you for sharing these messages and leaving comments, and continue to support this ministry as you are supporting us. God shall support you as well in your various endeavors. God bless you in the name of Jesus. We're going to have a message on the grace of God. So before we go further, let us pray and invite the presence of God in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, here we are again before you, Lord, about to talk about the kingdom of heaven. Lord Jesus Christ, help us by the grace of God, grace that you have given us, to speak about the kingdom of heaven, to speak about your kingdom. Father, we call your kingdom come, your will be done in the name of Jesus. Here on earth, just as it is in heaven. Father, show us your way. Teach us, Lord. Open our heart to your word. Open our spirit to your word in the name of Jesus. And let this word increase our faith in Jesus' name. And those who are listening, Lord, let them listen with the ears of the Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so excited again. And thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this message. God bless you. Believe that you have your Bible wherever you are. You have your Bible or you are taking notes so you can also read at your own time. So it's always recommended and very good as well. After listening to messages, you take notes. You also make sure that what we are talking about, it is really the truth about Jesus Christ. It is really written in the Bible. So find out the truth, as the Bible says. We must find out the truth about every single word, and I believe God will reveal the truth to you. So we're reading from the book of Titus, Titus chapter 2. We're gonna read starting from verse 11. We are going down until to 15. So we're gonna take it step by step as the Spirit directs. We wanna talk about the grace of God. We know that we are all saved by grace. Saved by grace, not of our own doing. There is absolutely nothing that you and I have done to be saved, that you and I have done to be in the position where we are right now. It is only by grace. That's why it's very important to recognize the grace in our lives, so that we do not look down on those who are not saved, look down on those who are still sinners, and start addressing them with slanderous remarks, because it is not our doings. It is the grace of God. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 that we should be careful when we are talking about those who are still in the world. We should be careful because we may also be tempted. That means when you catch somebody in sin, you must restore them gently, because it is only by the grace of God that we consider ourselves better than others. So don't think you are better. We shouldn't think we are better, but it is grace of God. It is not our own doing, but it is the grace of God. So we have to be careful about that. We're going to talk about the grace of God. So let's read from that book of Titus chapter 2, verse 11. We read in the name of Jesus Christ. For God has revealed his grace for salvation of the whole human race. That grace instructs us to give up ungodly living and unworldly passion, and to live self-controlled, upright, godly lives in the world as we wait for the blessed day we hope for, when the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ will appear. He gave himself for us to rescue us from all wickedness, to make us a pure people who belong to him alone, and are eager to do good. The Bible says, For God has revealed his grace for salvation to all humankind, to all human race. It is true that there's nobody who will go to grave without hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ, without having the opportunity to give their lives to Jesus Christ. It is by grace. This grace has appeared to every one of us. So the grace of God has appeared to you, grace for salvation, because everyone, there is an appointed time in each one's life for salvation of God to take place. And that appointed time, when that appointed time comes, you have to be ready to receive that salvation. And if you did not receive, or you have not received salvation, and that appointed time has passed, then you must know that you are destined for doom. But when that grace for salvation appears to you, and you are ready to receive Jesus Christ, now you are saved. The Bible says this grace will appear to all humankind, meaning that there's no one who will die, who will go to grave without hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ for salvation of his soul, without receiving this grace, because this grace has appeared to everyone. This grace has appeared to everyone. And this grace is the grace that teaches us and instruct us to live a godly life, to live a life that refuses and rejects all those worldly passions, to live a life that is self-controlled, upright, godly life in this world. The grace we've received is not the grace to continue sinning. I hear a lot of people, a lot of Christians, they said we are living by grace, so we can continue to sin because we are living by grace. No. The grace of God has appeared so that you and I, we can stop sinning. This grace instructs us, teach us to know when to say no to sin, when to say no to the worldly passion, when to say no to the things that do not give glory to Jesus Christ. This grace has been given to us together with salvation so that we may live a godly life, a pure life. The Bible says in that very book we've just read now in Titus, the Bible says Jesus Christ himself gave himself up for you and I. He gave himself up for you and I so that he may remove every weakness. He may rescue us from all wickedness. And he may purify us. So for him to have a people that is sanctified, a people that is eager to do good. When we've received the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the grace not only saves us, but this grace also teaches us to live an upright life, to live right. Do you call yourself a Christian? Have you received the Lord Jesus Christ? And are you still struggling to live right? Are you making the wrong decisions all the time? The Bible says in the book of 1 John chapter 3, the Bible says, when our hearts condemns us, then we know we are not right with God. For God is greater than our heart. How is your heart when it comes to the things of the Spirit? Is that grace given to you, teaching you, asking you to stop sinning, or is that grace not speaking to you when you sin? This grace has appeared to teach us to refuse sin, to teach us to live a godly life, a life that is pure, a life that is worth of the children of God. Jesus Christ gave himself up for you and I to rescue us from all wickedness, to rescue us from all ungodly ways, to rescue us from all the worldly passion. Are you still having those worldly passion? Are you still living an ungodly life and you call yourself a Christian? Let's reassess our lives. Let's call upon again the grace of God to flow upon our lives so that grace can help us to choose between wrong and right. That grace can help us to choose between light and darkness. That grace can help us to choose between life and death, and to know this is life that we need to follow, that is in Christ Jesus. Have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you're still sinning? It's not too late to come back and then resubmit yourself or submit yourself again under that grace that will teach you. For Jesus Christ gave himself up for you and I, so that grace can rescue us from darkness, so that grace can rescue us from all wickedness, so God can have a people who are eager to do right, a people who wants to do right at all times. We're going to read from the book of John. We'll read from the book of John. First John chapter 3. We read the verse 4. We read in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins. And in him there's no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or know him. This is the word of God. The Bible says sin is lawlessness. Jesus Christ has appeared by grace so he might take away our sin. And in him there's no sin. And no one who lives in him can keep continuing sinning. That means no one who lives in him has sympathy with sin. No one who lives by grace can continue to sin, because the grace has put the seed of holiness in him. That grace has put the seed of Jesus Christ in him, so he cannot continue sinning. Those who continue sin, they don't know him. They have not known Jesus Christ. They have not received the true Jesus Christ that comes to us by grace, because that grace teaches us not to sin. Those who have received Jesus Christ, their personal Lord and Savior, they have the seed of Christ in them. That seed teaches them not to do wrong. That seed teaches them to live a holy life, not by own doing, but by the grace of God. Are you struggling with sins? Know that it's not too late to come back to Jesus Christ and ask him to reinstate you, and ask him to pour again his grace upon you. It's not too late to come back to him and live under the grace of God. This grace that helps us not to sin. This grace that teaches us the right way. This grace that makes us eager to do good. This grace has appeared, for Jesus Christ gave up himself for you and I, so that we may stop sinning, so that we may not have sympathy for sin, so that we may not entertain sin in our hearts. That's why Jesus Christ appeared. Jesus Christ appeared so he may take away our sin. We are dead. Our bodies are dead to sin, but alive for the kingdom's sake, alive for Jesus Christ. The grace of God that has appeared is the grace of God that saves us. The grace of God that has appeared is the grace of God that makes us eager to do right, makes us eager to teach others with authority and power to rebuke those who are evildoers, so that they may also receive Jesus Christ by grace and they may stop sinning. By the grace of God, we're going to pray. Since this grace has been given to us so we may stop sinning, we can only stop sinning by that very same grace. If you receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, know that salvation comes with grace. This grace helps us to stop sinning, because we cannot do it on our own. It's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. That Spirit of God, it is the grace we are talking about. It is time again to rededicate ourselves. We know what has been happening in the world. We have to understand that Jesus Christ is coming. Believe it or not, Jesus Christ is coming. That's the word says, Jesus Christ is coming. And the Bible says, only those who keep themselves clean, only those who are washing their robes will enter into the city by the gates. For outside are evildoers, idolaters. So outside are dogs, outside are sexual immorals, the murderers. They are outside. Those who practice falsehood, those who love to practice falsehood are outside. That's what the Bible says from the book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 14. The Bible says, blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the rights to the tree of life. They may go through the gate into the city. Outside are dogs, those who practice magic art, sexually immorals, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. You are not one of them, because you have received Jesus Christ in the truth and the spirit. And this grace of Jesus Christ makes us to stop sinning. This grace of Jesus Christ shows us what is right and what is wrong. This grace of Jesus Christ does not allow us to sin. The seed he has put in us, that seed tell us what to do and what not to do. It's never too late to rededicate your life. It's never too late to ask our Lord Jesus Christ to touch your life again, to change your life around. We're going to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, the grace that saves us, Lord, we call upon that grace in the name of Jesus. I pray for my brother, for my sister. We all bring ourselves into your mighty hand. Lord, protect us from the evil one in the name of Jesus. Give us the grace enough to distinguish between right and wrong, to distinguish between light and darkness, to distinguish between death and life, so that we may live in the name of Jesus. Father, you have given us the grace, that grace makes us eager to do right. That grace purifies us. That grace, Father, set us apart to be your people, your own people. Lord Jesus Christ, you gave yourself up for our lives. Father, we pray that you release us, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from wherever we may be, Father, spiritually. Release us and bring us again to your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Release us by your grace and bring us again to your righteousness in the name of Jesus. Let every spirit that's holding us back in sin, that's holding us back, that we may continue sin and not understand the true grace, let that spirit be broken in the name of Jesus. Let that spirit be flushed out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 God bless you, and thank you very much for your time. And I pray that you share this message with your friends, your family member, your colleagues, and everyone else you think may be blessed through this message of grace. God bless you. Until we meet again, good morning to your life in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.